Welcome back to Project Independence and You. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I'm your guest host today, along with our co-host, Janet Entine.
Hi.
Good. Thank you for not waving this time, Janet. It works a lot better to hear you. And we've been speaking with Josetta Pierce, who is the executive director of the Nassau County African American History Museum. We were talking a little bit about her background and how she came to be at this title of the executive director, and some of the things that are happening actually with the town and the museum tonight, seven to nine. You can call 311 to get more information on the art exhibit tonight.
Can I just say, is there parking there?
There is. I want to say, taking into consideration the weather, it could be tricky, but there is parking. There's street parking. There's a small parking lot. So there is parking, but, it's not right at the front door.
Okay.
So, but there'll be people there to help and assist. So you can call, when you call 311 for information, ask them about parking and ask for their recommendation. Where to park, where's the best place to enter at, all that kind of stuff. They'll be happy to answer that and give people advice on that. Good question.
Okay.
869-6311 if you're not on your landline. If you're calling from your cell phone, you can always call that number. So thanks. Thanks for that question. Hope to see people tonight. We'll be there, right?
And anyone? I'll be there, too.
All right. It's worth it, then. Josetta, let's talk a little bit about the museum itself and the different programs that you have, exhibits, and maybe who would be most attracted to what exhibit in terms of the ages.
Right. Most of our exhibits, we present it so that children or adults, and we walk them through if they want. We have docent-led tours they can have, so that way we explain what's going on, and we can channel it down for the children and raise it up for the adults.
You know,
we make it so that they can understand, and we always take questions. They can ask at any time. They can pop in with a question. We have what we call the upstanders. That's Jennings and Jennings. There are three members of the Jennings family who made history. One preceded Rosa Parks by 101 years. She desegregated public transportation in New York City in 1854. And not a word about her in any history book.
It's amazing,
really,
isn't it?
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. And we have her dad, that's the second Jennings, and he is the father of dry cleaning.
Really?
Amazing. Born free, and a lot of people don't know, he was born free, 1791. People say, born free, and he was black? Yeah. They were people here from the beginning. They were sailors and whalers and merchants and traders and people who were just curious. There's a place over there called America. Let me go and check it out.
Right.
So he happened to have come from, he was born free of free parents.
Right, okay.
And he was a haberdasher. He made men's clothing. And he got annoyed when the men would come in and say, I spilled the coffee on my suit and I had to throw it away. Throw it away, my great creation, you know. And he said, I have to sit on a figure way to clean this stuff without using water. So he comes up with a chemical solution, and he's a smart guy. It's 1821, but he files a patent. And he's the first African-American to have a patent in the United States. And was for dry scouring, he called it. It eventually became dry cleaning. And he eventually became a very, very rich man.
Yeah, I think so. It's quite a business.
Right. And his wife also is a brilliant woman. She's a feminist long before the term even comes about. In 1837, she's telling women knowledge is power.
Right.
And you can exceed, and you can be as honored as any great leader. You have to stand up for yourself. And she just goes on and on and on. A fabulous woman.
It sounds like a very good movie. Somebody should
make a movie of that.
Right, it's really
inspiring.
Is. Yeah. The same way they did with the women of NASA.
Right,
that
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. But, and we also have a lot of programs. We have from 11 until 1 every Saturday, we have hands-on art.
Wonderful.
And it's freestyle. We have the people who attend are from 2 years old. That's the youngest artist that we have. And then, of course, the parents see what's going on. Can I join the class? So we have adults. I mean, we have
sounds like fun.
Yeah, because she plays music every year, every week. She plays different kinds of music. Sometimes you go in, it's Mozart and Beethoven and all. And then the next week it's the hip hop thing, and it's
R&B,
and it's loud, and the kids love it. And because they come to class, they get a little extras, like at Halloween, they get a Halloween party.
Right.
And all that kind of stuff. Then we have jewelry making.
Oh.
Yeah, the women can come in and take their little lessons, and they make little earrings or little bracelets and things.
I like your earrings. Did you make those?
No, we didn't make these.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. They're very nice. Trust me. You can't see them, but I can. They're very nice.
Yeah, and we also we have screening and discussion. We look at films and we discuss, you know, the issues and whatnot. And usually we try to pick a little controversial thing to keep people, you know, we have a facilitator and things. And with the help of the New York State Council on the Humanities, we also have reading and discussion. We pick a topic. Like the last one we did was democracy.
Right. Okay.
That program lasted so long. We had a professor from Adelphi University. She facilitated. Well, they started at 1 o'clock. They were supposed to end at 3. I had to sweep them out of there at 5 o'clock.
Wow. I think you're going to have to do a part two.
Right. So there were quite a few things. We have what we call jazz at the museum. And that's the first Friday of every month. We have a jazz show. And it's generally our house band is Chuck Fowler and Higher Energy. That's the band.
Okay.
And then different
guests. What time is that?
In. It's 7:30.
Okay.
On the first Friday of every month.
First Friday every month, 7:30. Sounds like...
It's a minimum fee. I mean, it's $20. We can get a jazz show for $20.
That's not bad.
And if you bring someone with you, a couple, that means any two people, they get two for $30.
Right, right.
Do you have to call up and reserve it?
No, people just pop in. People do call just to make sure, like if it's bad weather, they'll call in and see if we're still going to do it.
Okay, but if you wanted to go on spur of the moment, you could.
Yeah, you can just pop in. Mm-hmm.
So on your website, do you have a calendar that has the events, the upcoming
events?
Yes, we
kind of have like a page where there are regular things that happen all the time.
Right.
And then we have a few past, because some of the past things are really interesting. Like we had the ambassador to the United Nations from Mali come and tour the museum. So we said, we have to put him up there. We'll say, tours, and you might even run into this ambassador.
An ambassador. It sounds like a wonderful place. I'm going to just mention the website name again. So I'm going to say it slowly because I think this museum is something no one should miss. It's the, T-H-E-A-A, museum.org. You can also call them at 516-572-0730. And I think we'd like to hear more. I think Janet are really having a good time.
Where is it located? Let's repeat that.
It's at 110 North Franklin Street. That's at the corner of Jackson in Hempstead. And there is a municipal parking lot. We have room in the back if it's a small party. We have like maybe 7 cars could fit back there. But then across the street from us is the municipal parking lot.
Okay.
So they can also park in that area. And on Saturdays, the streets are available because there's no charge for the parking on Saturdays.
Okay. There's no excuse then. There's lots of parking there. I mean, this sounds like something. I'm definitely coming. Janet?
Yes, I'm coming.
Christina, Sam?
Deal.
It sounds wonderful. You've got hands-on, you've got music, you've got art. What about some of the art?
Yes, on display right now we have the work of Hernani Silva. He is Afro-Brazilian, and his grandmother was from Nigeria, and on his father's side they're Brazilian. So he was painting when he was like 5 years old. He would get a twig and put a straw on the end of it and dip it in orange juice and grape juice and cherry juice to get the different colors. And at 13, his father says, "You're going to be an attorney like me. You never make a dime painting."
Right.
And he gets very upset about that. So he takes off the running. So he knocks around and does his painting. And a white couple from New York saw his work. And they said, "Wow, this guy's great." They had hired him to come to the States as a attendant for the woman's mother. And she was elderly, and she lived in, like, you know, Mexico, someplace like that. So he does wait. He gets his visa. He comes here. And when they go to visit their mom, they see these fabulous paintings all over. Mm-hmm. They say, "What is going on here? Who did this?" Mm-hmm. And when they said him, "Oh, my goodness, wow." Mm-hmm. So they bring him to New York, and they help him along until he's on his feet. And now his paintings, I don't know what they are. They're just fabulous. I
really?
Mean, they're unbelievable. And he says that his father was wrong. He really was wrong. He says he lives in Massapequa. And at one point, his wife said, "No more paintings in my house." "No, I'm finished. You got it." "Uh-uh, no." So he buys a second house just for his paintings.
All right, so I guess he did okay.
Oh, yeah.
As a...
Oh, he winters in Florida at a house there.
Right.
And I mean, it's just, and his wife works in Brooklyn at a college, so he's got a house there.
Right, right.
So he says, yeah, and the wonderful thing is my father lived to see it.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it happens.
Did he change his mind? Did he come full circle? Okay, I guess maybe this is a career.
Grudgingly. And he's a great fellow, and he comes in and he talks about his stuff. He drops in anytime. Some people are so happy that they came that particular day because he's there. And then he's very impassioned about his
work. Right.
You know?
Oh, what great to talk to kids about that.
Oh, yeah. He goes into the schools. He goes into the schools and he talks to them, which we also go into the schools from time to time.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll hook you up with some schools around here.
Oh, sure.
And you
could
come in. I mean, they'd
and Ernani,
love it.
Whenever. I
love
mean, he does a whole, he did a course in Freeport at the Bayview School for the Arts.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a, like maybe a 6-week thing for them, you know, teaching them art once a week.
Oh, like
a
series.
That's
like
great. So important.
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age, it seems to me that so many of the arts have been eliminated from curriculums to a large extent in favor of computer and technology, which is extraordinary
it's
and wonderful and will get us into the next world. Mm-hmm. But I hate to lose the art. So that's so wonderful.
Yeah. And he tells me that it opens up a certain part of your brain when you into art. It new channels happen, you know. And he's really great at what he does.
Art has changed so much since we were kids.
Oh, yes.
I virtually failed art, you know, and they passed me. But but now I see from my grandchildren, I mean, so much has changed about the meaning of the word art, whether it's color or shape or whatever.
Yeah, or emojis.
Yes, and it's so much more encompassing. Mm-hmm. So that makes me feel really good to hear that.
Okay, Joyce said, I think we're going to have you back, too.
I'm sorry.
It'll be my pleasure. I really am enjoying myself today.
It was really lovely having you. Thank you so much for coming here. I know it wasn't an easy trip, and you're probably going to have to do something like that again tonight. So we'll see you at the Yes We Can Community Center for the wonderful art exhibit. We've been speaking with Joyzetta Pierce, Executive Director, Nassau County African American History Museum. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back.